They shot the victim several times with a paintball gun while shouting racial slurs.
Police are calling last night's attack in Anchorage a hate crime. From the Alaska Public Radio Network, this is Alaska News Nightly for Monday, the 3rd of November, 2003. Good evening, I'm Lori Townsend. Also tonight, suing the National Park Service.
We have extremely strong arguments, and we're confident that we will bring the Park Service to their knees and make them do the right thing.
Those stories and more tonight on Alaska News Nightly. The Conservative Pacific Legal Foundation today sued the National Park Service over the Pilgrim family's access rights inside Wrangell St. Elias Park. The lawsuit was filed with the Federal District Court of Alaska in Anchorage, but the foundation's managing attorney, Russ Brooks, announced it to reporters on the front steps of the U.S. Interior Department in Washington, D.C. Brooks says the Park Service has violated the Pilgrim family's access rights and cut off their ability to survive the winter by closing a 15-mile road over federal land to their private property. The Park Service closed the road because Papa Pilgrim, whose real name is Robert Hale, drove a bulldozer down the old mining road to McCarthy. But Brooks says the Park Service is ignoring access rights guaranteed by the 1980 Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act and a post-Civil War era law known as Revised Statute 2477.
We have extremely strong arguments, and we're confident that we will bring the Park Service to their knees and make them do the right thing if we have to. Under ANILCA, Congress granted promises to landholders within national parks that you shall have access. Now, I guess the Park Service can't read that, but that's what the statute says. And under RS 2477, even though it's been repealed, it preserved valid existing rights. And we will assert those in court, and we will win.
Brooks accuses the Park Service of using heavy-handed tactics to close off the road and lock up the 410-acre inholding the 17-member Pilgrim family lives on.
They used that road for well over a year. All of a sudden, their house burns down, and here comes the Park Service closing the road. Not a coincidence. The Park Service looks at the park like it's some sort of sanctuary. It's their own personal brand of religion, where they hug trees and worship trees, but hate people. It's time for that to end, and it will end in Anchorage, Alaska.
Brooks believes the case will set a precedent for other national park inholding disputes in Alaska and other western states. APRN contacted the National Park Service headquarters in Washington, D.C. for a response, but spokesman David Barna said the agency does not comment about pending lawsuits.